Joshua was chosen to be the leader of God's people, the Israelites, after Moses died. And he had seen firsthand just how difficult that task was after seeing Moses' job. He also had the added responsibility of being the people's military leader. He had been given the task by God to wipe out all the people living in the Promised Land, which they had just entered. They had just crossed the Jordan with the help of God, stopping the water. As they waited to go on to Jericho, they celebrated the Passover for the first time in 39 years. And they also started using the produce of the land, because God stopped giving them the manna that He had given them every day for 40 years. But now, it was go time. It was time to be the commander and lead the army against the enemies. Was he up for the task? Now you also are in constant battle with Satan and his army. And there's no other option but that he be defeated, because otherwise we're all lost. So are you up for the task? I think we need some assurance before we go against our enemy. And Joshua needed it too. And he got it. And it's the same assurance given to you from your commander. Jesus galvanizes you for the fight by handing you the victory that he has already won. So we read from Joshua 5, verses 13 through 15. And it came to pass, when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?" So he said, "No, but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come." And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped him, and said to him, "What does my Lord say to his servant?" Then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, "Take your sandal off your foot, for the place where you stand is holy." And Joshua did so. God has the greatest army of all. He chose Joshua to lead his troops on earth, but Joshua was not the top-ranking official. Above him, he had the angels that God created to fight for us. And even among the angels, there were rankings. The Bible tells us of Michael, the archangel. And yet, even the greatest angel still bows down to the great commander of the army of the Lord. And that's our Lord Jesus Christ. This was Joshua's superior that he met on the plain before Jericho. Now, how do we know that this man standing there with his sword drawn was the Lord himself, Jesus Christ? Well, let's start at the end and work backwards. This commander told Joshua to remove his sandals from his feet because he was on holy ground. That was the same voice that spoke to Moses through the burning bush. Only the Lord can call himself holy. And right before that, Joshua realized that this was no ordinary man and bowed down and worshipped him. And this man didn't stop him. If this were any other angel from the Lord, that angel would have stopped him and rebuked him for worshipping someone other than the one true God. And before that, there was a more subtle proof. Joshua asked this unknown man whether he was on his side or on his enemy's side. And that's not a yes or no question. But the man answered, "No, but as the commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come." Joshua realized that the only person superior to him was the Lord himself. He fell on his face and worshipped him. He understood that this was the man who fought for all of his people. He fought for all people. He fights against Satan. He's not a man with a grudge against a certain race of people. This is our God who wants all men to be saved. So Christ's presence before Joshua reminded him that his victory over the people of Canaan was as good as done. God had promised to send his hornet before Israel as they entered into the Promised Land to destroy all the tribes that were in that land, no matter how powerful they seemed. And even more, He would destroy the powers of hell that sought to destroy their souls. After this meeting, Joshua could confidently lead the people in following Christ, their Savior, from earthly enemies that were immediately before them and the spiritual enemies that had always hounded them. And Jesus is present now to encourage you in battle. Now, we don't fight against people. We don't fight against flesh and blood. We are in constant warfare against Satan and all of his army. Don't think that you can fight on your own. You were born a citizen of Satan's nation, and it was only by the washing of regeneration and renewal in baptism that you became a member of God's army. But Satan is always there to try to fool you into thinking that you're still fighting in his army. So we daily push Jesus out of our presence so that we in our sinful nature can have time on our own. Or we pretend that Jesus isn't here, right now, and we refuse to make others aware of his presence. Be aware of your enemy's presence, but also be aware of Christ's presence. He has promised that he will be with you to the end of the age, and he is. He is here to assure you that though the battle still rage on in this life, the war is already won. Our great commander-in-chief has beaten Satan and has made you friends with God, even though we were once enemies of God. And he did that by taking on our sin and becoming God's archenemy in our place. He took those sins to the grave, and then he reinstated himself as the commander of the army of the Lord by rising from the dead to hand you that victory. And you get the spoils. You get regular reminders of his grace and forgiveness and his presence in the sacraments, especially the Lord's Supper, where he is actually present with his body and blood that he puts into your hands. And you get daily reminders of his love and his providence when he hand feeds you your daily bread. He personally hands you the message of his victory every time you go to his word. And he has made you holy to enter into his kingdom in heaven, to be with him forever. So you are not alone. It is not you against the world, against sin, and against Satan. Jesus stands as an unbreakable wall between you and all your adversaries, and he stands beside us every day as a font of every blessing. He gives you the victory over death. And he gives you blessings and blessings upon that, unto life everlasting. Jesus is present today and forever as our guide and our commander and our friend. He really is. Amen. Hymn 54.